Have you ever heard of George Mueller? His youth was filled with drinking, gambling, chasing ladies, and robbing his family and friends so that he could fund his exploits. Even after time in prison, his life still didn't change. Then after meeting with a small group of people he didn't even know, his life was utterly changed. This change had him looking at the world in a brand new way. His eyes were soon opened to the suffering in his community. There were discarded children on the streets of Bristol, stealing and begging for food just to survive. George was cut to the heart and created a volunteer program funded by donations to care for these orphans. The program grew from a handful of orphans to dozens, then to hundreds, eventually to thousands. He and his volunteers provided both food and education to these orphans. His plans were not without significant obstacles, yet all of the obstacles were overcome by faith. It would often be time for a meal, and as he would tell his volunteers to set the tables for the children, he'd then be told, "George, we have nothing to give them." His response, "We will. Just watch." So they joined George as he demonstrated his faith through prayer to the God who created everything. Sure enough, within minutes there would be a knock at the door and visitors, often saying they were compelled to bring food there. His actions were in response to the great love God demonstrated to him. How do you respond to God's love? This is Chris Bender with Living Water Community Church in Rochelle. Join us at 10 a.m. on Sundays at 405 North Main Street and check us out on the web at lwccr.com. That's lwccr.com.